Well, hello today. I hope everyone's doing well. I'm going to continue our talk on what God showed me on June the 4th, 2017 about slaying the carnal mind. How he spoke to me and he said he had equipped us with the ability to slay the carnal mind. And one of the things that he began showing me afterwards as I began studying this out and reaching out to him, he opened my understanding to quite a few things. So I'll touch on just a couple today. What he actually showed me was that the carnal mind is a spirit. Yeah, I was myself, I don't know that I necessarily thought about it one way or the other, but it is. Let me give you the word to go with that. Ephesians 4:23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Well, how about that? You know, I don't know that I necessarily ever looked at it like that, but when he brought that to me, I said, oh my goodness, you know, it really gave me a new understanding of how to fight this fight. And, you know, if you look through your life, if you're like me, I was taught and have been taught to rebuke spirits, right? A spirit of infirmity, a spirit of fear, a spirit of anger, whatever it would be that you're, you know, contending with, right? We've been taught to rebuke it. Well, why don't we take that teaching and let's apply it right here. Let's apply it to the carnal mind and let's rebuke it. Let's rebuke the carnal mind. Refuse to let it have life. Refuse to let it reign. And let me just go a little further on this, because when you do, and that mind of Christ starts that carnal mind starts dying out, well, what are we going to replace it with? The mind of Christ. Let's look at Philippians 2:5, if you'll turn there. And let's look at that just a moment. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. So you're going to replace that carnal mind with that mind of Christ. And so maybe if we look at it that way, it'll help us when we get in these situations where we feel these struggles, we feel these things. And instead of necessarily addressing a spirit of anger or fear or whatever it might be you're dealing with, say, I rebuke that carnal mind. I rebuke it. I refuse to let that live. I refuse to let that area of the carnal mind live. I rebuke it. And I tell it that it has to die in Jesus' name. And then I say, Lord, replace that. Replace that with the mind of Christ. Replace that area with the mind of Christ, that you walk in peace, right? That's life and peace, that you can walk in that life and peace. This is a process, and this is what he's given us the ability to do. He said he's equipped us to do this. So that's a concept I want to put out for you today that for me, I think it was a new concept. I don't know that I had ever looked at it like that. So I want to put that out there for you today. And I want to go and I want to address one more area before we go. And this is actually how the Lord, you know, ties together the enmity, the enemy of God. If you go back to the vision that the Lord gave me that Sunday, he also spoke in there and he said that I have overcome the world. He said, I told you I have overcome the world. And all that's in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. That's what he said. And he says, I overcame it and I've given you the ability to do the same. So let's take a quick look at this. I'm going to give you the scriptures, and you can take these and study them out afterwards. But go to Romans 8:6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So there we have the scripture. I know it's a very common one, but there we have the scripture. But let me go on and give you another one that I found interesting when the Lord brought it to me. I mean, the Lord amazes me when he, you know, connects things together. James 4:4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Well, before you start panicking and think I'm going to start speaking against this, that, and the other, that's not what I'm doing here. And that's not my job. That's between you and the Lord. I will give you what the Word says. And the Word plainly says, all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And I'm telling you, according to the Word of God, any of us that are friends with that, you're being a friend of the enemy of God. Now, I don't believe that as followers of Christ, we really want to do that. I believe that we don't want to ever, we want the Lord to call us His friend, right? If we're a friend with His enemy, then we can't be a friend with Him as well. We have got to contend with this friendship of the world, which is best buds with the carnal mind. They go hand in hand. They work together. If you look at the love of the world, that's been in the beginning. That's what tempted Eve, was the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. That's what tempted Jesus in the wilderness. And that's what tempts us today. Everything evil that roots out of our lives comes from that love of the world. It comes from one of those things. We got to face that. We've got to face it. We've got to address it. And we've got to let God move us forward in it. He's giving us weapons here. He said He's equipped us to do this, right? He said He'd equipped us. Now we got to take up these weapons and we've got to apply them the way that He's telling us to. We've got to do it to be successful in Him, to mature in Him, because that's what we want. We want to mature in Him. We want to see Him face to face. We want to see Him as He is. We don't want to walk as children. We want to walk as mature. Well, part of that is facing when He reveals something to us and He opens our understanding to it, then we got to deal with it. And then we're accountable for it. Oh, but He's so gracious in His mercy and strength, and He'll do it. His grace really is sufficient. And He gives us that ability to bind it, if that's what the words you want to use, but He told us that we could slay it. So maybe we start with binding it, and I'll get into that in another video. I really didn't want to get into that today. I really wanted to just stay focused on these two aspects today, which is the carnal mind is a spirit, to be renewed in the spirit of our mind, right? And to know that carnal mind is the enmity, the enemy of God, and that love of the world, that they go hand in hand. There's a reason, see, that the Lord spoke those two aspects to me that day when He said, I've equipped you to slay the carnal mind. The focuses that He had was how that carnal mind was the enemy of God, and that how He had overcome the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and that we needed to apply ourselves. That's where we've fallen short. We got to step up our game here. We've got to apply ourselves to slay this carnal mind. He wouldn't have told us we could do it if He hadn't equipped us to do it. We got to apply ourselves and find out how to use these weapons of our warfare. But I'm going to leave it here for today. I don't want to get too far out there. Our next few videos, we'll start breaking down the rest of this that the Lord has brought to and showed me regarding what He spoke that day. But I want to put those scriptures out there, review them, go over them, study them, and get ready for the next time when the Lord lets us speak together again. God bless, and we'll speak soon. Bye-bye.